al-Assad on our website at lbc.co.uk. And we're going to talk to Simon Marks about that, our US correspondent, in some more detail in just a moment. But Simon, we've got some breaking news. What's the latest?
Yes, we do indeed, Chris. News coming via CNN, which is reporting here that the United States military has deployed for the first time in combat the largest non-nuclear bomb in its arsenal. It's apparently used it in eastern Afghanistan, according to CNN's report, to target a tunnel that was controlled by fighters with Islamic State. This bomb is absolutely enormous. It's a 21,000-pound device. It's known as MOAB, the mother of all bombs. It delivers an explosive yield equivalent to 11 tons of TNT. It is, the decision to use it is quite literally one stop short of deciding to deploy a nuclear weapon. That's the only place above it that American military commanders could go. We're waiting for confirmation from the Pentagon that this did in fact occur in the mountains of eastern Afghanistan. But if it is confirmed, it will be fresh evidence, and perhaps the most dramatic evidence thus far, that Donald Trump, not just President of the United States, but also, of course, Commander-in-Chief of the U.S. military, is removing any restraints that might have been placed on the American military by his predecessor, Barack Obama, and giving the U.S. military the opportunity to use pretty much any weapon at their in their arsenal in the battle against extremism, as, of course, Donald Trump had promised to do on the presidential election campaign trail last year. So just to be clear, we don't have confirmation of this report yet from the Pentagon. But according to CNN, citing military officials with direct knowledge of the mission, for the first time, the so-called mother of all bombs has been deployed in the mountains of eastern Afghanistan. And that is clearly, if confirmed, a very dramatic development.
Absolutely. Well, one example of Donald Trump living up to his promises that he made on the campaign trail. Of course, we'll keep you up to date with that developing news story as it develops. Now, Simon, let's talk about what's happened in Syria. The Syrian president saying reports of a chemical attack, which is being blamed on his forces, was 100% fabricated. The Prime Minister, Theresa May, over here saying the evidence suggests otherwise. What are we hearing from the White House on this?
Well, you know, the US, of course, insists that Syrian President Bashar al-Assad was responsible. His forces were responsible for deploying chemical weapons near Idlib last week. That led, of course, to the very hasty decision by President Trump last Thursday night to launch 59 Tomahawk missiles and target an airbase in Syria from which the Trump administration claims the Syrian military deployed aircraft and helicopters that in turn deployed those chemical weapons. So they completely reject President Assad's denials here in Washington, D.C., but they are painfully aware of the fact that President Assad still has the backing of the Russian President Vladimir Putin. Remember, just yesterday, the Russians exercised a veto at the United Nations to head off the prospect of a draft resolution that had been written by the British, the French and the Americans aimed at penalizing Bashar al-Assad for deploying those chemical weapons. Donald Trump, just a few hours ago, took to Twitter to sound a slightly more optimistic note than he had sounded yesterday about the strains in the relationship between the US and Moscow over Syria. Writing on Twitter this morning here, he said, "Things will work out fine between the USA and Russia. At the right time, everyone will come to their senses and there will be lasting peace." Now, we're clearly a long way away from that, although Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov argued yesterday that their differences on Syria notwithstanding, both countries did favour the prospects of a political negotiation that would lead to, as they put it, a stable and unified Syria. Clearly, we are a very long way away from that, and the battle lines that are drawn are focused very heavily on Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. The Trump administration Washington belatedly has come to the viewpoint that Bashar al-Assad must go. Remember, before last week's chemical attack, the Trump administration and its senior figures were arguing that Bashar al-Assad was part of the furniture in Damascus. He was part of what they referred to as the political reality there. Now their view on that has shifted, and it is the Russians that are standing foursquare behind Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and undoubtedly backing, as they did yesterday, his claim that it was the Syrian rebels that used those chemical weapons, not Syrian government forces.
And Simon, just finally and briefly, if we can, just to quickly look at another story coming out of America. I would have thought everyone's seen this video footage of a man who was violently dragged off this United Airlines flight in Chicago. He has instructed his lawyers, David, to hold a press conference, which we took most of it live here on LBC London News. What's the reaction to that press conference across the pond?
Well, look, this was the first time that family members of Dr. David Dow have spoken since he was forcibly removed from that United Airlines aeroplane on Sunday at Chicago Airport. His daughter said that the family had been sickened, horrified and appalled by the treatment that was meted out to him. His lawyers disclosed that he had suffered more serious injuries than had previously been reported. A significant concussion, they say, two lost front teeth, a broken nose. They say he now requires reconstructive surgery. And they made it very clear that they are considering taking legal action not just against United Airlines, who undoubtedly are going to be on the receiving end of a lawsuit in regard to all of this, but also possibly against the city of Chicago, which, of course, is the employer of the police officers who went aboard that plane physically to remove Dr. Dow from his seat and from the cabin. So there's much talk here of legal action. This remains an absolute public relations catastrophe for United Airlines, whose CEO, Oscar Munoz, is hanging on to his job, I would think, at this point, by a thread. Interestingly, the lawyers said they don't view this as a racial issue. They said they didn't believe that Dr. Dow, who is an Asian American, was, as they put it, an Asian Rosa Parks, citing the example of one of the heroes of the civil rights struggle back in the 1960s. So they're going to pursue a lawsuit, but it won't be along lines alleging any kind of racial discrimination, it seems.
And if you haven't seen, if you're one of those very few people who haven't seen this viral video, you can go to our website, lbc.co.uk. It's really extraordinary.
Make United Airlines happy and take a look at it.
Thank you very much, Simon Marks. Happy Easter to you, Simon. Hope you have a great
week. And the same to you, and the same to everyone there.
Simon Marks, our US correspondent live from Washington. You can follow him on Twitter, at Simon Marks FSN.